Before I was the worst, I'd tried to be the best. Obviously, that didn't work out. My psychiatrist talked me out of it. I once sat in her office with my baby on my lap. We had already talked about what was going well, the squishy baby who was charming and happy and growing, and what wasn't, feeling hollowed of all emotions, crying for hours at a time, not sleeping, lurking fears that I might accidentally drop the baby off a balcony, even though we lived in a ground floor apartment. Then, her pen hovered over her prescription pad. She spoke like a truth-telling girlfriend, one who has your best interests at heart, even if you don't see things in quite the same way. "You know," she said, "you can show up here in your pajamas. I don't care what you wear." I smiled and nodded as though that was relevant information. At that moment, my hair was freshly washed and tucked behind a feathered headband. I wore a new shirt, dark wash jeans, and nude lipstick. I was deeply depressed and dressed as though I were on my way to a lunch date instead of to an appointment with a postpartum specialist. Sure, it had taken everything in me to get ready. I couldn't even drive myself to her office afterward. The thought of having to find a parking space made me want to give up and cancel the appointment. Dane had driven me here and deposited me in the waiting room. But now, I sat perched on the edge of an easy chair, toes on the ground, waiting for the magic beans and/or pills that would make everything right. They say it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become an expert, and I've been pretending things since I was 3 years old. I started out pretending to be a ballerina, learned to pretend to be okay with the world as it is, and eventually graduated to pretending to be a moderately competent adult. I pretended not to need anything. I pretended to be well. I pretended I could handle my life. I don't think I'm the only one who's ever done this either. I've got everything under control. I can do it all as long as I stop for coffee first. And I'd love to help with that project. Sound familiar? We're all faking, and we're all experts at it. We pretend to be superheroes instead of practicing being ourselves. No one will ever know, unless we try to fly and fall flat in our shiny unitards. Taking off the reflective tights was my first lesson in simplicity. See, I thought pretending to be perfect was simpler than just being me, but there was a tiny flaw in my plan. My doctor sighed. "You're working so hard to look like you're fine," she said, "that you don't have any energy left to actually get better." It only takes one true sentence to suck all the air out of a room. I'd had a plan. Or if not exactly a plan, at least a sort of nebulous idea about how things worked. I thought that if I looked good, if I tried hard, if I wore the right clothes and smiled at the right times, if I brought a tinkling laugh with me everywhere and left my doubts and whispering fears at home, if I was not needy or whiny or difficult or demanding in any way, then maybe people would like me enough that they would want to see the whole real me. If they were impressed by the outside part, maybe they wouldn't reject the inside part. I thought I just had to reach a certain standard of perfection to be acceptable, and then once I was accepted, I could let people in on the whole imperfect mess of me. Being perfect was the first step toward being well. This was my genius plan. So I worked on making things smooth on the outside. Yes, I will sign up. Yes, I will bring the food. Yes, I will pack the bags, get out the door, say the right thing, do what everyone...